You are now tuning in to Nude Radio with your host, Kenny Heflin, and I'm joined again by my lovely, lovely Miss Girl, Miss Tisha, honey.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for having me back, Kenny. This is awesome, 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 as always.
Thank you for coming back.
Anytime.
No, the last two episodes that we did, I mean, so many people with the comments, whether it was from friends that I know or like people that I didn't know that would comment from, you know, through social media and stuff like that, like they really got a lot out of the episodes that we had did together, you know, with the, you know, loving people from different cultures and just like the differences and cultural differences. And then on top of that, just like when we had talked about with the episode, you know, Fuck It or Not, with just availability and what unavailability looks like when dating. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you dropped a lot of great nuggets that the people just ate up and they just loved you so much. So I'm glad that you...
I love them and I love you too, you know.
Love you too. I'm glad that you're back.
We two old souls, right?
You know, I always heard that.
We're both two old souls.
Yeah, all my life I've always heard that. But, you know, I've always taken it as a compliment, you know.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So before we get into today's episode, you guys, make sure to like and subscribe to Nude Radio, streaming on all platforms where you can hear a podcast. Then to reach out to us on Instagram and Twitter under the same handle, at Nude Radio 101. And if you want to reach out to me directly on Instagram, hit me up on there at Kenny Heflin. So yes, I'm excited. This week I wanted to chat about something that's been on my mind for some time, you know, not so much like a couple months, but maybe some years. You know, it's people that I see who put themselves on these pedestals, I want to say like the last 10 years, from what I've been seeing, like the last 10 years, there's been like this uptick of spirituality, you know.
Which is good.
Which is amazing. You know, you have a lot of people breaking away from organized religions and everything, especially religions that they were born into and practice or said that they were this or that because that's how they were raised, mm-hmm. without really knowing the full extent of what it is that they're actually doing and why they're doing it. It's just, oh, I'm this because this is how I was raised, right? But I feel like the last 10 years, at least, there's been like this spirituality wave of people, whether it's men, women, or anybody in between, mm-hmm. that prop themselves up as like, oh, I'm spiritual and all this stuff or whatever, and I'm enlightened, I'm, you know, I'm deep, I'm metaphysical, you know, I'm not like the other people, you know.
What would you like to call them?
You know, those people who do things like that and still fuck with people, I call them spiritual fuckboys.
Love that name.
Do you? Yes, a spiritual fuckboy. I mean, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of a spiritual fuckboy, but I feel like with these people, like I say, like they're people that use spirituality as a way up and as a way to, again, like to make themselves seem more attractive and to draw in more people. So that they can use like this knowledge that they have, like this hidden knowledge, you know, to open your chakras up or, you know, open you up to like something that's going on with, you know, you got the Ayurvedic route, you got zodiacs, you got niggas that's doing damn numerology on people and be like, yeah, you know, your numbers is lying, your angel numbers are here, you know, that's, I mean, we can fuck, you know, look. You got people that's misusing, you know, different traditional spiritual practices. I've seen that a lot. I've seen that a lot, actually.
Seen that a lot, too.
Yeah, I've seen that a lot. I don't see And I feel like with Black people, especially because we are both Black, I feel like in our community, I've seen a lot of the people, again, the last 10 years, there's been this wave, this huge movement of Black Americans and even like just Black people of the diaspora learning a little bit more about African spirituality and stuff, and hearing about, you know, certain orishas and stuff, and like they're just throwing these names out, you know. And then you see you know, different things like with movies and stuff. I mean, like I say, like within that 10-year span, you know, people are learning more and connecting more to the continent, which is amazing. That's what we want. But in that, there are some people that are weaponizing certain knowledge as a way to, again, make themselves seem like the biggest and brightest peacock, you know.
Like the way you put that.
Yeah, I mean, because they, it's literal like peacocking.
Yeah, I guess people, what people don't understand is, outside of that, like, who are you? Outside of that, you know, which you practice or that which you are involved, right? What, who are you besides that? Like, is that, if somebody makes that seem like that, it's just, I'm this, I'm that. Okay, but besides that, you're a person, you're human. So like, you're always gonna, that's a part of the addition of that, that makes up, makes you up as a whole, right? Like makes somebody up as a whole. You know my path and everything. Most people don't know I'm a priestess. And but when you met me, that's not what you found out about me. You found out who I was as a person.
That's true.
So that, not to say that it's separate, it's very important to my character and what makes me up as a whole, but it's not who I am. And so when people start, you know, you have to ask yourself, and then you also got to watch people's behavior and their actions. Like, child, people to show you, you know, what is that Maya Angelou say? When people show you who they are, believe them.
Yes.
So just because you practice a certain thing, I never lead with that. I'm actually very private about, you know, what I do and how I move. Because your relationship with, I don't know,
a higher
being. The higher being, right?
Yeah.
Is personal, right? It should be your own walk. And then the question is, most people, most Black people came from like a Christian background. Yeah. You know, they Kojic, Southern Baptist, Catholic, like Lutheran, like we've all come from a Christian background. And like people go on this journey, you know, but then why did you go on that journey? What are you looking for? What are you searching for? What is your relationship with the higher being or that higher being? And how is that elevating your life or moving your life forward? And is it really, or if something's not elevating you or moving your life forward, then, you know, you need to then in turn figure out what does. And if it's comfortable to stay in that space, and you shouldn't care what anybody thinks, but that's you connecting with that spiritual lane that you choose to be in and how you want to move in that. And that's not everybody's business, for real, for real.
Yeah. And that's a really good point, because I feel like, you know, I've been here in LA for 11 and a half years. And when I moved here, yeah, I mean, it's been a long time.
Oh, you know how long we've been friends?
For 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Time flies. Like, I'm just, it's like, that's a milestone. Most people, don't, you know, don't have friends that, so dope. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I was 23 and now I'm 34.
Oh my God. That is so.
I was so young. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
You know how we met? That was so funny.
Yeah, I was working one of my odd jobs. Again, that's the story of, that'll be, you know, part of my testimony when, you know, I'm accepting my Emmy for New Radio and things like that. Put it out there.
Yes, we're going to put it out there.
Yes. But I feel like when I moved to LA and stuff, LA is very progressive. LA is very, it's not your standard traditional cookie cutter type of town.
No, it's
You have so
very different.
much, like you have varieties of things. You have like your glamorous stuff, you have like your artsy stuff. I mean, you have urban, you got a mix of everything. But then with the spirituality aspect of it, you do have a big spiritual, community here. Because from what I was told, that if we're talking about metaphysics and stuff like that, when it comes to like the veil, the connection from the spiritual realm to like the living realm, is that there are certain parts of the world that have like thin access to the veil and to the spiritual realm. And for some reason, some of the West Coast, like the West Coast, like sits within like that space. And for that reason, there's like, easier access and pathways to like the spiritual realm that people use.
Florida, that's why it's a whole bunch of cuckoo crazy in Florida, because
Oh,
it's
for real?
worried about all that water experience and water. Like they dwell, if you see, there's always something that has to do with water in certain spiritual ceremonies, especially like certain metaphysical. Water, like water can is a conductor.
That makes sense.
So like that thing, when they talk about, the Florida crazy or the nuttiness in Florida, or you see my favorite Florida man, you're like, oh Lord. I'm like, I
Okay.
get it. I feel like, I don't know, this place is very different. I
Yeah.
do know Sedona. I've been there. Sedona is really magical, and they have we were talking about that. They have vortexes and different things in Sedona.
What's the vortex? Like a
Like a spiritual, like different spiritual planes, like one of those veils, like you said, that are closer to the realms. I had, did I tell you about my story in Sedona or what happened?
Well, the water thing,
Yeah.
or yeah, you told me, but you ain't tell us.
Oh God, do I have to tell?
I mean, you can give us like a brief
Let's just
summary.
plug it in. Wow, I'm trying to figure out how I could tell this story. Something spiritual happened to me around some water, and I thought I was gonna die. And my life was saved, and it happened real weird. It like nothing. I've never seen anything like that happen before. I've never heard of anything like that happening before. And then right after it happened with me, boom, like after they got me out of the water and they saved my life, like 2 minutes later, same thing happened to another person, like back to back. And
Because you almost drowned.
I almost drowned, yes. And I had a very, that was a very spiritually awakening moment, because I was like, okay, so like, look, I can't do nothing about this. This is not about me. So I was like, all right, God, if you gonna take me, then you gonna take me. If you're not gonna take me, then you gonna do what you gonna do. 'Cause that's really a moment. Like people think they really control things. We don't control a damn thing. And so that put me in a situation to really understand that I don't have control over nothing. So I was like, I could not swim. I could not, I know how to swim, but the situation of where I was in, I had no control. The current of the water that I fell in, like I know what to do. I'm an experienced swimmer. I know what to do, how to swim against the current, like you're supposed to swim to the side and all of that. Like I know all of that stuff. And the current, never experienced anything like it in my life. And we were doing spiritual stuff, where we were at this place in Sedona. And all I know is I was like, I all right, like I don't have nothing to do with this no more. What's gonna happen is gonna happen. And I had to surrender and trust God. And like the minute I did, a couple seconds later, somebody got me out of the water, and then that person told me that they had a message during the hike we were on that they needed to pick up, and it was a ridiculously long, they were using it as a walking stick. And it was a ridiculously long, it was not like a little stick, it was a ridiculously long stick. And they were like, I was told, okay, I need to get this stick and take it with me. I had no idea why. And it's like an hour and a half later, I was like, wow. And then after that, after they got me out, boom, that next person, and he saved that person's life. And then he was just so emotional. He like sat in Indian style and like bawled. I was like, this is insane. Like, I could not believe what happened to me. So when, you know, a lot of people, including myself, like we, a lot of times, like feel like we need to have control over things, but you know, you really have to realize that you really don't have any control over anything. Like, you're breathing, you don't control that. And people kill me with that. What you control? You breathing, you doing it? No, not at all. Not at all. So once you understand, like, you don't control anything, you can stop yourself from breathing, but you got to think to force yourself to stop breathing.
Yeah, you can't control your heartbeat.
You cannot control. There's so many things that you cannot control. You can't control nature. You can't control. We can interfere. When we start interfering and shit, look how stuff fuck up.
Which then leaves space for those spiritual fuckboys.
Yeah.
They come in. They come in and they try to control
everything
and manipulate the mind of others who I feel like are impressionable. I don't really like to use the whole, like, you know, weak-minded person. I say like impressionable.
Don't say impressionable or
easily influenced.
Sometimes we can be open and get caught up in things, but then you gotta, you know, have your own self protected and covered, and understand that you have to figure out, you know, kind of what's right and what's wrong for you. I would say, don't ever tell somebody their walk is wrong, right? It's really not for you to say, because that person has their own life and their own path. However, you know, when you get involved with people, like, be careful and know why you're getting involved with them. You don't want to get caught up in something that you really don't want to be caught up in. And you don't want to involve yourself in something that is not connected to your own personal path. Because, like, you can come in contact with people and you like, yo, this ain't my vibe, this ain't my flow. Or people can impose themselves in your life in a way that they shouldn't. Does that make sense?
No, that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to figure out how I want to say this. Again, it's henceforth your spiritual fuckboy.
Yeah, because I feel like here in LA, rather, you got people who are like big into yoga, you know, you see the people and they twill the little gauchos, little sandals, little Birkenstocks and head wraps and things, and they carry the yoga mats around, and you know, they tell girls like, oh, you know, something told me, you know, what's your zodiac sign, or, you know, what's this? Or something told me from the stars, you know, or I saw your aura.
Okay, that's
bunch. I mean, that's a spiritual fuckboy. That's one example.
No, I get it, but I'm just laughing. I'm like, really? Like,
cause I,
how you doing?
Look, you would think that that would be a normal thing, but when you do come into contact, especially in these big cities, especially in cities like Los Angeles, you do have like those people, because I've been in these circles before, you know. I love me some yoga. So yeah, you got people that use astrology as a way to, you know, get people's attention and tell them like, oh, because your Mars is stationed in this or that, that's ours are compatible, we should be, you know.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. People need to find out for themselves. That don't mean go down a rabbit hole. What that means is get to know that person, because you really don't know who, you know, you have to get to know people. We've, you know, the lost art of getting to know people. Like, it's so cool. Like, I'm sorry, but I love the telephone. People think I'm crazy. I like to talk to people. That's how I get to know people. Mm-hmm. I like to discuss. You can also catch motherfuckers in their lies that way, right? But the more you talk to people, like this texting, then somebody can misconstrue what you say from texting. They can't actually see the context or understand the actual like inflections or the notes or the tones behind your voice. So somebody could be saying one thing, it could be taken the wrong way. Also, like spending time with somebody face to face. Now, you got to be careful who you spend the time with. You don't be walking into no bullshit. But the whole point of the matter is, you know, you can meet people out, get to know them, and you watch people. Are you, you know, and again, why that's all we talk about? Why can't we talk about like some real shit? Because people say, oh, Geminis and Libras are comfortable.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what they say, but are they really?
Mm-hmm.
I disagree, but it depends on the person and the situation. And then we getting into like birth dates, time of birth, mm-hmm. rise sun, rising moon, rising this, that, and the other. Are they really? Mm-hmm. Like, so what are we getting into now for real?
You got people, and this is for all genders, right? Because it's not just the spiritual fuckboy is genderless.
Absolutely.
Okay. Because it's naturally just ways that, again, it doesn't take away the fact that this person is a narcissist, but they're using spirituality as a gateway to get, you know, prospective lovers and sexual partners and stuff. I done seen people with a damn, you know, whip out some tarot cards.
Why you walking around with tarot cards? You ain't got nothing better to do with your life?
Because they deep. They're so enlightened. Yes, they're spiritual.
Oh, chubbly.
Yeah. You don't think that's attractive?
Mm.
No.
Mm.
Oh. Well, shit. You not fazed by it?
Mm-hmm. Honey, please.
Yeah. You know, nigga tell you, come here, let me read your palm.
I don't want you touching me. I don't know what your energy is.
Yeah.
You know what kind of energy these people carry around?
He tell you the one for him.
Really?
Next thing you know, you folded like a pretzel.
Oh, like.
Uh-huh. That's, look, I've had a situation where, you know, I was briefly dating this guy, which you know about, early this year. And, you know, we already had an attraction to each other and stuff, but I kind of felt like with him, he would use spirituality as like this, I don't know, because again, we are on the same page when it comes to a lot of spiritual things, right? But I don't really talk about that for real, unless I'm in spaces with you or if I do happen to come in contact with somebody else that's similar, right? But I feel like, you know, he would use ways to mention, oh, the ancestors and this, and this, and oh, my ancestors told me like this is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I asked my ancestors, you know, about me and you, and they said, yeah, they like it.
Well, you ain't asked your ancestors, so what did your ancestors say? Do they like it?
I don't know.
People be tripping.
Yeah.
So you have to be comfortable within your own skin. Now, sometimes people are new to it, and so they just want to spread the knowledge. I had a conversation with somebody about this. Like, they're like, oh, my God, like, this person wants to tell me everything. Okay, like, I get it. It's new to you. You're excited.
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited about this newfangled thing, and you just want to share your excitement? That's nice, but, like, that shouldn't be your whole existence. What else do you do? How, you know, are you sharing this enlightenment with other people? Like, no, I'm saying, like, in the sense of like, how is this working towards making the world a better place? Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to be funny. Like, are you just using it to get some, you know, some legs gapped open, or, you know, to get some sex going on? Or are you using it for to better, like, how is this? I'd like to see how people are applying things to their own life. That's how you get to know people. Let's get to know people. Because, like, if I get to know you, I get to see how you apply it to your life. Like, you've been in my house. There's so much stuff in my house. Most people don't even know. They walk in the door. They have no clue what's in my house. But you mm-hmm. know what's in my house.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, and I don't lead with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not who I, it is a part of who I am, but it's, and it's personal to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't lead with that because that's not, it's not that one aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Many facets of our personality, many facets of ourselves, many things that make us one whole being. That's not the only facet. So like, who are you? Right. And like, what kind of character, what is your character?
That's true.
Like, if you find $100 on the floor and you know it might have belonged to some old lady, or you don't know, like, what you gonna do with that $100? What kind of person are you? Do you do fuck shit behind closed doors? That's getting to know somebody. Because, like, that's when you find out if somebody is a real spiritual fuckboy. Like, are you doing fuck shit?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like what you really doing? Are you being honest?
Look. That's no. And that's a great point, because I feel like with him, because this was like my first official time dating someone who was quote unquote spiritual. And, you know, he was, it was the poly one, remember?
Oh, Jesus, take the wheel.
Yeah, it was that one. So he would say, you know, oh, my body, like, you know, I want it to be deeper. Like, I don't want it to be just like sex and stuff. And I'm like, well, I'm not bringing up sex. I haven't brought up sex. But you bringing up sex. Okay.
But if we having a spiritual conversation, why do we need to talk about sex?
His body was a temple.
But no, I get it. Everybody's body is a temple, but that's not a part of the...
Some people's bodies be shacks.
Okay.
Some people's bodies be damn boxes.
Some people's bodies be open for rent, but that's not the point.
Some people... child.
Some people's bodies are condemned. But again... your body is supposed to be a temple on many aspects.
You said some people's bodies are condemned,
you know, like them run down tenements.
Yeah, they need to get knocked down. Lord have mercy.
Bad way, I'm saying, some people just go through phases where they don't realize that they need to take care of themselves, and they just, I digress.
Damn.
I'm
gonna tweet that. Some people's bodies are condemned. Y'all say, a lot of y'all niggas saying y'all shit temples is condemned.
Oh God, I feel like, you know, if you wanna say your body's a temple, are we talking about just the sex part? Like, are you eating healthy? Like, when you say your body's temple, like, it's the whole process. Like, what phase are you in this temple portion?
That's true. Yeah.
Or are you open to the fact that you don't want to share? Because it is true. You and I have talked about this. Sharing your body with multiple people, you know, there's a spiritual exchange. Like, you know, that there's that saying, and I'm sure just about everybody has heard this saying, if you sleep with one person, you've slept with everybody that they've slept with, because they're soul spiritual connections, right? Mm-hmm. And so there's that whole thing of, like, you know, you don't know everybody that person slept with, and two people may be good people, and five people may be shit people, and three people may be depressed, and energy, like, exchanges, you exchange energy, right?
Like soul ties.
Not complete soul ties, because everybody you don't make soul tie connections with. Some people you do, and that's hard as hell to break loose of. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's a whole nother animal. But, like, you do,
mm-hmm.
you connect energies, energy exchange, right? Because you're exchanging energy.
Yeah.
People, I often give this example. When you go to an electric socket, right? You plug something into the socket. So if you're going into something, you're putting something in to exchange energy.
That's true.
Something goes in, you exchange, and people forget that there's a spirituality to sex. I mean, don't get me wrong. We love to have fun, you know, and enjoy ourselves. Ain't nobody, you know, shit, I ain't no damn virgin over here. But the point is, and we've all enjoyed life, right? Had our little fun. Nobody's saying that. But if a person, if you want to say, well, my body's a temple, why are we saying that? What are we really saying? Basically, right now, are you cleansing? Why are you not having sex? Why are you cleansing the energy? Like, you know, I went through a phase of celibacy. I cleansed the energy. People ask, why are you doing? I wanted to release all of these connections that were connected to me for people that I had been with that weren't worthy of me, or past relationships with people I thought were worthy of me. And I wanted to cleanse my temple, right?
Yeah.
Like, why are you doing it? Why are you saying my body's a temple? Okay, I agree with that. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. Everybody's body is temple, but how are we working at? What angle are we working with it?
Mm-hmm.
Your body's a temple. People say that. The nutrition health people, right?
Yeah.
Say that, right? The water people say that, that's right? True. You know, the beauty industry says that, right? It's like, how are we doing it? That has nothing to do with sex. Doesn't.
And that's why I used to be so confused, because I'm like, I'm not talking about sex. I'm not bringing up sex. But for some reason, here it is. You're just putting it out there. And it's like, okay, like.
Okay, so he's speaking his mind.
Yeah.
But people show you who they are. Believe him.
Yeah, I'm like, we still hanging out. We still having a great time and all that stuff or whatever. But yeah, I just found that interesting, because I end up finding out, like, that he ended up telling me that he was like, hooking up with somebody from the past that he didn't really like or whatever. But I'm like, and you're telling me that your ancestor said that this was just like such a great connection, they just loved us so much. So you out here fucking, right? You would think that the person that you're actually connecting with and the ancestors are approving of, that if you are getting a nut, that you would get a nut with that person, not with somebody that you don't like.
So basically they talking out of both sides of their ass.
Yeah. They
like snake, they speak with forked tongue.
Listen, because I remember I was like, what? And it was interesting, because like I say, that was my first experience dating somebody who was the air quote spiritual and stuff. And you know, with him bringing up like, oh yeah, you know, I was at my altar tonight and all these things, I'm like, okay,
but why do you
like, because I don't, like, for me, I don't lead with that, you know. I don't, you're not going to catch me on social media showing you know, my altar and or just like putting out there like everything that I do. Now, do you see like little aspects of it? Because you do see like little peeks into my life, but nobody really knows the full thing.
Right.
Except for you. But yeah, but you have like those people who do post the quotes. They post the, you know, the poems and the deep thinking, you know, quotes and things like that. And then, of course, like, they regurgitate it to you.
I know some people who are, but they're elders. And they're there to, like, just kind of be a sounding board. Well, not even so much a sounding board. Let me rephrase that. They want to share, right? Mm-hmm. But if you met them, again, that's not what they're going to open with. Unless you're in a situation where we're all gathered to meet for said such reason, right?
Yeah.
And if, you know, have you been around a group of people that
somewhat, yeah,
when we had
some years ago,
when we have those conversations, but we have those conversations within our circle,
right?
And unless we know that you're in the circle comfortable as a friend or something, we really don't have those conversations.
Mm-hmm.
God, I've met people who walk around their whole life who, like, yeah, they don't. Even pastors. I mean, shit, like, everybody know a pastor or, like, some kind of reverend or mm-hmm. somebody like that or somebody, like, some priest. If mm-hmm. they not in a priest cuff, they not going to walk up to you or in a priest, you know, uniform.
Right.
Say, hey, I'm, you know, I'm da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Unless you ask them what their name is. And most of them will actually just give you their first name. If you're in a regular setting, they don't give you their first name and last name unless you're in like a certain type of setting. They'll be like, I'm Bob Smith, you know, versus like if you're in a certain setting, I'm Reverend Bob Smith. Or mm-hmm. It's the Bob Smith. But most people don't walk up to you and tell you like.
And that's the thing, like you do have people who are religious who do use religion as a way to get people lured in for sexual reasons and romantic things. But
the church though, remember, like they tell all women, you want to find a good man, go to the church. And then you find out the dudes in the church is like knocking everything down that ain't nailed down. So then it's like, okay, just because he in the church, did we actually look at his behavior and his movement and how he moving, and did we ask any questions, or are we just like, he in the church, so he must be a good man? Mm-hmm. Or is he just there because
they also tell men like, oh yeah, you want a good girl, go to church, meet a good girl, you know, you everybody, you know, on their knees doing their testimony with their Bible and stuff, and so, oh yeah, and you find out they're just like any other person, you know, whether that's good or bad,
right?
And but I feel like with the spirituality though, with that community, you know, that's a large umbrella at this point. And that's why I say, like, I see so many different examples of it. You know, I happen to have like my experience, but I hear and I see so many different stories of people in those situations where, you know, you walk into like people's houses and stuff, and they got the incense, they got the cloth, you know, the things, and, you know, here it is. I'm kind of talking about myself, but I don't use my, because you got the people, you know, they got their plants and the incense and stuff, which I have in my apartment, but you know, it's like, ooh, yeah, this is different. Oh, yeah, he got crystals, and ooh, yeah, he's smart. You know, he has a certain type of intellect in the way he talks, and it draws you in. And if you wanted to weaponize it, it would be easy. But luckily, I'm not that person.
But I guess the question is, we need to have some kind of discernment, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're all born with discernment and the ability to use our common sense. My grandmother used to say common sense isn't common, but we need to turn that back on, right?
Yes.
And we need to understand that, excuse me, we need to really look at people and see people for who they are. And we don't, a lot of people don't talk about character, but what's your character? Like, we, all the stuff that's going on with Puffy, like Puffy presented this image, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then his character is like trash. Like, his character is sewer trash. But again, I'm not a young girl. I'm a young girl, but I'm not. I feel young. I'm young at heart. Let's just say that. But I was around in a Puffy age. And everybody knew Puffy was a fuck boy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just full of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so now everybody's like, clutch my pearls. Yeah, but I knew before most people started talking about it. You know, the rumors were going around where I'm from, you know, where I'm from, mm-hmm. you know, that he was beating on his first child's mother, Misa, mm-hmm. before anybody. Like, this was before he became Puff Daddy, when he used to throw the parties at Howard University. Mm-hmm. Like, that was the rumor going around town. Everybody knew that he used to beat on Misa. Mm-hmm. So just like, you know, everybody, you know, what's that person's character? What's that person's behavior? People get starstruck. Who, why? Who was that person? You know, That's nice that they have this, but then you find out most of these people, if you really look at a lot of celebrities, a lot of them are miserable. They have all this money and all this stuff and all this thing. It's like none of it's making them happy because they're not happy within themselves. Are you happy within yourself and your spirit? Is that like, are you genuinely happy? And then we put all these expectations or these forced or I guess we'll say these imagined things on people that society says they should be. But look at poor Michael Jackson. Like, he was miserable.
Yeah.
He was never happy. That man had more money. Sheesh, man. Well, you could just fly to another country and the president, you just pick up the phone. Hey, I'm on a plane. And the president like welcomes you to their country. That's crazy, right? But for you to be miserable and unhappy, like we always make judgment. My grandmother always said, don't wish to have other people's lives because you don't know. You find people jealous of people. Why? You don't know what their lives are like. So yeah. Like, sometimes if you're going through that, you know, like the person you think you may be jealous of, really sit back and listen to them and watch their life and watch their moves. Mm-hmm. You'll be surprised. You may not want to live that life. Mm-hmm. It's not as easy or smooth as you think it may be, right?
Yeah.
We're always looking at things and seeing things from a perspective that maybe we shouldn't see them from. And maybe we have on these rose-colored glasses. Poor Cardi B, she about to pull her hair out. One minute she happy, one minute she sad, one minute she got what she want, one minute she don't, one minute she this, one minute she that. I feel bad for that poor girl, right?
Yeah, you feel bad for her. That's understandable.
It's like we don't know what people are actually really going through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you finding out things about people. So it's like we need to kind of stay within our own lane. And when you meet people, you know, and they leading with that, here they go with that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
They need to get themselves together. Because if that's what you got to lead with, then you don't know who you are. Because that should not be the thing that leads you.
But what about the people who do get led into it? Like, it was a story that you were just telling me about. What was it?
The Carbon Nature Nation, which is a cult with this fool named Nature Boy. God bless him.
Because what's going on with that?
Right now, he locked up in the Atlanta prison. But, I don't know the whole story. This has been going on for like 5 years or more, but they finally caught up with him. But he was like a cult and he was like forcing these girls to marry him and taking these people. He had them traveling around. They got some trouble a while back in the U.S. So then he would have all these people like hop on a bus and they would go. I mean, well, not a bus, but like RV.
Yeah.
And they asses would be driving through Mexico and driving down through South America, and he's supposed to be their cult leader, this young fool who ain't no more than 40 years old. And if you listen to him, you know, he was supposed to be so spiritual and enlightened and leading with his third eye and this, that, and the other. I don't know a little fluffiness to it, but he had the girls fighting and all kinds of craziness. Forcing girls to marry him. He was raping them and imprisoning them and forcing them to do all kinds of weird stuff. But it's like, okay, like, so if you believe in a higher being,
mm-hmm.
is that how a higher being would behave? Is that how a higher being would want you to behave? So, you know, a broken clock is right twice a day, right?
I like that.
It at least is right twice a day, right? So the whole point of the matter is that, you know, you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. That's good, you know, that you have that information, but mm-hmm. I can keep the information and throw the bathwater out, right? I don't need to necessarily have you. I can appreciate the good knowledge and see if that person is coming from a good space. And if you get caught up in that, then that's when you have to pray, ask to be led in the right direction and help you discern. And help you find out, like, if you need to stay in this or if you don't. You'd be surprised. People be surprised about the power of prayer. But, like, You don't have an overlord. You don't have an overseer. And people always forget. And even in Christianity, like they teach you, like God gives you free will. So if somebody's offering you free will, but then they telling you you can't do something, is that really free will?
No.
Are you really able to do that God has made you to do? God, you get choice. Like you always, God gives everybody a choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people forget about the fact that you have a choice. And so you could pray to just be like, yo, show me the truth about said person. That always reveals a lot of things, and you keep praying on it, and you need to get out of something. But you just got to ask yourself, like, is this person behaving the way they say
that
and usually what happens is that person is opposite of that thing, right? You see, you know, puffy, thank God, you know, and to Jesus, really. And so it's okay to beat the shit out of women and imprison women and force women. Okay, really? Are you walking that path? Mm-hmm. Same thing when he was on this brother love path and everybody was like, brother love. And like everybody who know when he was Puff Daddy, nigga, what? Brother love? Brother love where? Love? Love of what? Love of money? Mm-hmm. Love of fuckery, love of bullshit, brother love, stop with the shenanigans. You just watch, you know, you watch how people move. If you just watch how people move, the best way to get to know somebody is to sit back and watch them and observe. We always ready, so busy, ready to like interact and get moving. Sometimes it's nice to sit back. Sometimes it's nice not to talk a lot either. Sometimes it's good to just sit back and just kind of not say a lot and observe. People will usually tell you who they are.
That's true. Have you ever, and I'm still just left from the damn Nature Boy story, because that, I mean, what do you know? I'm gonna have to look more into it, but like, do you know what he was practicing? Like, was he trying to dabble into like African spirituality or
Egyptian, African? He kind of mixed. People tend to like to blend, right? You know, like
little gumbo thing.
Throw it in the blender and press, you know, saute or whatever. I don't know. What is it? Liquefy.
So he mentioned that, you know, I'm wearing the Eye of Horus. I got a damn evil eye bracelet on. But then also, I'm praying to some Orishas. It's a whole mix.
Yeah, he was just doing a whole lot. I can't.
Probably a little bit of Buddhist.
Yeah,
you never know.
Yeah, it's been so long since I was completely invested.
And I saw he threw astrology in there too in that video. Yeah, I saw he threw astrology and numerology in there.
Usually, people who go on a spiritual path end up, because numbers are spiritual. They have importance. Strangely enough, most people don't know, but you know, astrology is important. Like, it has to do with the stars, right? And like, how did they build the pyramids and the Egyptians and all of that? It all had to do with the stars. So the stars have some significance and importance, but you have to decide how that works or you know, flows for you, right? You just got to see what works for you, and nobody should try to control anybody. Also, like, you have to figure out, I tell everybody, I can't stress this enough, take time to work on your internal shit. We all have things that we have internally that leads people to people. It leaves people open to people who are spiritual fuckboys. Because yeah. A lot of these kids that I see, and the reason why I call them kids is because they just look the poor babies. Like, you can see they're stuck at a certain point in their life, right? And they didn't have, like, when they start to talk about their family and their background, like, they felt like they didn't have anybody. That's how that person got connected to a cult. And if anybody is trying to separate you from your family, from your friends, from, like, the people who genuinely love you, that's not a good thing. Because, you know, even if you don't want to share with people, nothing should be pulling you apart. Because people forget, like, God put those people in your life for a reason, or the universe put those people in your life for a reason. Like, your family is your family, no matter what happens, whether, you know, you born or you leave this earth, regardless, they still gonna be your family. And it's that way for a reason. They may not be worth a damn. They may be fucked up. They may be good people. They may be a little too religiously over the top. They may be this, but they are who they are. And so it's a reason why they're there. You just got to figure out, that's your own walk, your own journey. You got to figure out why they're there.
So would you say that for you, when did you start to, what age were you, I guess, or when did you start to get to the point where you start to become more spiritual and more enlightened in your journey?
You know my story. I was raised in the church. Mm-hmm. I was raised in the Christian background. But my grandmother, my grandmother was really in the church, but my grandmother was always doing something other than.
Yeah.
So like, she was always, okay, we gotta sprinkle this around the house. Mm-hmm. Can we do that at the Baptist church? Do they know you do that?
No.
We got to, you know, we got to do this because, you know, we need to go see the root woman. Do they do that at the Baptist church? You know, I'm just thinking in my head, you know, spiritual things will happen in my family. My mother would see relatives that passed away that would come and sit and talk to her. My grandmother would know when somebody was in the house. So I was strangely enough, they don't realize that they raised me not to be afraid of certain things. I was never afraid of that stuff.
Yeah.
Which is okay, which I'm really glad that they did. But I was very spiritual. But then I also watched people's character. So I was like, okay, like y'all go to church and then as soon as y'all hit the parking lot, y'all cussing folk out and like, you know, y'all trying to fight. And you know, you really walking, singing Kumbaya, having these come to Jesus moments when you at work and you treating people like crap, or you're behaving really, you know, not the way supposedly Jesus would want you to behave.
Mm-hmm.
And, I always realized that I was like, it has to be more to God and this walk than just that, right? And I was like, why are we putting God in a box? And like, why are there all these religious, most people don't know, FYI, note to people, there are, I believe, 2,600 different religions in this, 2,600 plus, I believe, I think it's 2,600 plus religions in this world. Did God say they was all wrong? Except for the ones that have to do with Satan and negativity.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Did God say they were all wrong, or does God have something to do with them? And then, you know, you can connect things back to the Bible, right? God says he has many names. So like, does that make all of these, you know, religious walks wrong? And then there are religions that have been around before Christianity, right?
Yeah.
And walks before that. So does that make them wrong? There are sections of the Bible that are missing. Things that just didn't make sense to me, things that nobody really explained, things in a metaphysical realm that I understand now in the Bible, that come from the Bible, that people kind of skim over,
mm-hmm.
or don't really take the opportunity to look at. Many things that people really don't know or understand about certain things. How can somebody in the Bible be a prophet, but then somebody else who's not in the Christian tradition do the same thing, but they're considered evil. Mm-hmm. The fact that, you know, certain things were talked about in the Old Testament, but now we're going to ignore the Old Testament, but then we're going to focus on the New Testament. But wait a minute, aren't we reading the whole Bible? It's just a lot of stuff that doesn't make sense to me. Then you also have to look at Judaism and certain aspects, and then you just have to start looking at spirituality and who prays and who doesn't, and why do we pray this way and why don't we pray this way, and why do you have to pray this way, why do we have to do this, like what is your connection?
Yeah.
What makes you feel good? What sits right within your spirit? Because the only person at the end that has to answer for anything when they leave this earth is you.
That's a word.
You don't have to answer to anybody else. And it's nobody else's business what your walk is. And it has nothing to do with anybody else. Your walk, your spiritual journey has to do with you and your higher being.
Yep.
It has to do with you. You don't have to explain it to anybody. Some of my family that don't understand it. Some of my family don't know. None of their fucking business. It's not for them to know.
Yeah.
I started out, I just started understanding things. I was really deep into the church, and then my mom passed away. And then I actually stopped talking to God for like 3 years. Like I stopped praying. I stopped everything. I was really, really angry. Mm-hmm. And then I ran into this woman. My life was just floating. It was just whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I ran into this woman who lost her mother. And we ended up talking. I ended up reading this book called Conversations with God. She had me read. It was really deep. And I started reading one or two other things. And strangely enough, she was a yoga instructor. Mm. She just had me come do yoga. She was like, just come once, twice a week. You don't have to come all the time. And that was the first time in a long time, like after like two or three attendants, I was open enough to hear God talk to me.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, whoa. But it used to happen before all this stuff with my mom, and like I had a really close relationship. But again, I had my own relationship with God. Most people don't. You know, you have to have your own relationship. You have to formulate your own relationship, because your relationship is not going to be like somebody else's. Mm-hmm. And then that helps you navigate your life, right? So that was the first step. Then I was like, well, this don't make no sense, because I had been trying to get back in the church. And also, like, when I lost my mom, I was in the Christian church, but I had someone tell me, oh, well, your mom died and you don't need counseling. You just need to get over it and you need to move on. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck?
I was like, that don't make no sense, because they talk about mourning and grief in the Bible. They don't do, I think, a thorough enough job to me. And they miss certain things. And they also, I also, what made me question the Christian faith and the walk is because I've seen some people do some horrible things in the name of Christianity and just be like, oh, well, you know, it yeah. is, and they go to God and ask them for forgiveness, and it's that simple. But they've done some horrifying shit, and they don't even admit or take responsibility for the stuff that they do. And but they God fearing, and they this, that, and other, and it really bothered me. And so people, they miss out on talking about people's character. There's certain things in this life that I feel that we need to talk about, like patience, and people don't have a thorough understanding and grasp of that. I'm just going on this rant. But anyway, I digress. To bring it back to my journey, I started looking at other traditions and religions, studying. I wanted to research. I wanted to understand and figure out, like, what's what? Like, why is this? Let me go sit here. Let me see what this is about. Let me see about this. Let me read this. Let me look at that. Let me figure out. And I just was looking around, and then I ended up going towards African spiritual science, which was very interesting to me. And then I ended up going.
Yeah. Yeah, because I feel like with similar to you, like for me, and I was having this conversation with my mom the other day, but I was telling her, I'm like, because, you know, I was raised Christian as well. And also at the same time, my mom was having certain visions when it came to, you know, family members that were, you know, going to pass soon, or like turnaround times, you know, was quick. unfortunately. And then also she was able to tap into when new family members were going to be born into the family, you know, but then she would also communicate and like chat with presence, you know, she would know that a certain presence was there, a certain spirit, and she would know how to identify them and everything like that or whatever. And growing up, my house was, we had like this older house, like I think it was built in like the 1920s. And it could have been however many families that have lived in that house. And also just like on that land, you know, it's like on an acre and a half of land. So it was very interesting that she would talk to these spirits, and the fact that the house has so much activity that I would witness with my own two eyes. And I would also have like my own little things as I progressed in age, where I also had, you know, certain dreams that will always come true. But then also I could feel the presence of what I was, what I would think is a spirit, right? And it would freak me the hell out. But my mom would always tell me to embrace it, because she would say like, oh, well, her grandmother, my great grandmother also has some things similar to that. But nobody else in the family, just us from what I could remember. And, you know, same thing like with your grandma, like we, they came from the South. They had like their things, which were, that's the thing, like, and I was telling my mom this the other day, I'm like, she was with my grandma and I'm like, ask her about, you know, certain roots and stuff like that or whatever. Like, did she know like root workers and stuff? And my grandma was like, yeah, like my mom did talk about stuff like that. And, you know, but my mom was like, but she ain't dabbling no black magic or nothing like that. I'm like, Ma, we not talking about no black magic. I'm like, nobody said that. We not talking about no damn black magic. I'm asking you, did your grandmother talk about anything with like roots or doing like little, just little shit, like little rituals, first of the month things and cleansing out your house and
putting salt out
something. Yeah, putting salt or dust by your
certain way.
Yeah, or dust outside your window sills and things like it's a lot. It runs deep. But when I brought it up, my grandma was like, yeah, she actually did, you know, and yeah. But again, they also practiced Christianity. So it was just like, at the same time, like I told my mom, we've been doing stuff.
Not realizing
what we're doing. And it was funny because I told her about this past August when we had our family reunion, and we have like 700 acres of land that's been in our family for over 100 years.
That's a blessing.
It is.
You know how black people had to fight to actually keep their land.
Yeah.
You know about like taxes. Like that's how I was able to trace my grandmother's grandfather. The fact that he owed taxes. And so they did that to black people to prevent them from holding on to their land. They would always raise the taxes and make the taxes. So that's one of the reasons when you I learned that from the African American History Museum at the what section was that I told you to go up to, the genealogy department.
Yes.
Talked about when we were trying to figure out how to trace family, they were saying like tax liens and people owing taxes, like they would put them in the newspaper, black people in the newspaper always, because they were always constantly like going, because they were trying to take their land.
Wow. That's deep. Yeah. I mean, it's with this land, it's been in our family for so many years.
A blessing.
And my mom, she recently went down there early this year, but she got a lot of the red dirt and she ziplocked it and all the things or whatever. But for our family reunion, she had me get like these little glass vials and stuff, and they're really tiny, cute little glass vials. But, you know, her purpose of that was to not only put me to work, but also to stuff the glass vials with the red dirt And then we would give it to like our family. Obviously, like you would use that to pray with and things like that.
To achieve blessings. Like people don't realize like your ancestors, like people stop talking about their ancestors, and the ancestors are extremely important. Like people forget, like their blood runs through your veins. If it wasn't for those people being those families or coming together, whether they were good or bad, that blood runs through your veins, and that blood and those people, they are now on the other side and they bring you blessings because they see things differently. They're not seeing things from this human plane. They're seeing things from a different plane. Most people don't know. Kenny knows. I do a lot of work with the ancestors. Mm-hmm. So people don't understand. And when people say, oh, that's not black magic, like people don't understand. Let me peek people the game. Just like they're good Christians, they're bad Christians. Yep. Just like they're good Baptists, they're bad Baptists. Just like they're good Muslims, they're bad Muslims. Just like they're good root people, they're bad root people. Every time somebody says, oh, I did something, that doesn't, or they went to the root person. Sometimes people do it to get money. Mm-hmm. It's not ill-gotten money. It's more or less moving energy. People act like they don't know. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. We are spirit. We are soul. We are our soul. We are our spirit. We are in a flesh vessel.
Yep.
People forget about that. And it's like people don't understand how to navigate. It's moving energy. And so when you move energy, people who go and pray for their children. Mm-hmm. People go to the root man and pray blessings to make sure their families are good, to make sure good things happen, right? People go and do all kinds of amazing good things. People just only hear stories about the bad things, but they do that to make you feel like it's negative and it's a bad thing. There's so many good things. I need this house. They praying to get a house. They need a better job. You'd be surprised what people go to root people or spiritual workers for. Everybody ain't going for something bad. That means that you'd be surprised how many people actually do that stuff that people say is bad stuff. Mm-hmm. But they go sometimes to save their life for health reasons. You would be surprised. Mm-hmm. So like everybody is not going to do some evil. So when you say it's not black magic, everybody's not going for black magic. They may be, okay, I got this trip coming up. I want to make sure I'm safe. Or I got to leave the house. I need to make sure I keep my job. Oh my God, my family member is sick. And, you know, we don't know what's going on. Can you heal me? I myself am going through whatever. I'm in a depressive state. I need to make sure that nothing's going on with me. Mm-hmm. I need to just kind of lift my spirits. You would be surprised.
Yep. What
people go for. I need a car. This, you know, I need a better job. This is happening. I need my family to be in a better position. Like I got my kids, my grandkids, like this is not working. Oh my God. Like I'm about to lose my house. I need you to prevent this from happening.
Mm-hmm.
Just you'd be surprised. Like everybody ain't going for none evil, especially at the time. Yeah, some people did evil stuff, but it was more people going to do good stuff and actually just seeing what was coming in their lives or what was on the horizon, so either they could prevent the negative from happening and stop it, or they actually could like bring in more good.
And not just for themselves, but also for the communities.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. For their communities. Yeah. Yeah, that's why I told my mom, like, because somebody had asked, you know, one of the guys that I know, he dabbles into African spirituality, and he's trying to figure out his home. But he always, you know, just offer me information of like what he's doing. Well, okay, that's cute for you, baby. But he saw the post and he was like, is your mom a witch or whatever? I'm like, no, she just, you know, I know how it looks. And like when I mentioned to my mom, she a witch? I'm like, Ma, not the commercialized type of witch or nothing like that. But I'm like, you just don't realize that you and a lot of our elders have been doing certain things that come from their elders and their elders before them that y'all just probably haven't put a name to it.
It's a blessing.
You know, because a lot of times people lose track of their roots.
Absolutely.
By getting, you know, a certain organized religion placed on top of them, and that's how they conform to that. But they're still having practices of like that root, whatever that is, from their ancestors. And I'm like, we've been doing stuff without really noticing that it's this. Or
let me peep people the game real quick.
Mm-hmm. Wake it up.
In Genesis, when they start talking in the opening of Genesis, when they were talking about John beget Billy Bob, and Billy Bob beget Seth, and Seth beget this one, and this one beget that one, and that one beget Albert, and Albert beget that one, and that one beget this one. And it was like a whole list. I forgot, like, I don't have a Bible in front of me. I can pull it up. But they go on and on and on talking about how this one came from this one and this one. That is the calling of the ancestors. Mm-hmm. We have not been taught to do that. Those ancestors are super important to us, especially as Black people or just anybody, because those ancestors are now on the other side and people think we don't need them. We need them just like they need us. You may not even know their name. You know what? I'm praying for my ancestors. I give appreciation, gratitude, because if it wasn't for them, you would not be here.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless to whatever the circumstances, how fucked up shit is, how crazy stuff is, how good stuff is, how fabulous it is, if it was not for them,
mm-hmm.
you would not be who you are. Their blood streams through your veins.
Yeah.
Genetics. DNA.
Mm-hmm.
It is because of them you are who you are. You are where you are, and people forget that. And because, oh, I'm this, then they die, and you may not know their names, but find out who these people are.
Mm-hmm.
If you can call their names, I want to pray for great-great-grandpapa John Brown, right? We don't know.
Yeah.
But, like, or if you don't know their name, because mm-hmm. I'm praying for my ancestors. I appreciate y'all. If it weren't for y'all, I'm not here. You ain't got to do all this up and down. Just, I appreciate you. Nobody's saying, you know, skip God. And don't assume that everybody that's not in the Christian religion does not believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
The Jamaicans call him Jah. The Buddhists call him something else. The Muslims call him something. God has a list of names in the Bible that he says many people call him.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that all has to fall into the Christian Bible?
Right.
We don't know all the names. God even said there's so many names I go by that I can't even list them here.
Mm.
You do not know what somebody else believes. And what's so funny, and I say this with love, this is what bothered me with Christians. And when why are you judging somebody else? It says you are not supposed to judge, yet you pass judgment on other people and their other religious beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Just respect them and say, you know what? I pray for you. I wish you well, and I wish you nothing but the best. Don't be like, you're not a Christian. Oh, you doing something else. you know, yeah. The blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. Why? Why don't you to do that to somebody else? They're not doing that to you. Oh, God. I'm Muslim. Do that. Just be respectful to somebody. You know what? I respect that you on your wall.
Mm-hmm.
You doing something with God. These people who ain't doing nothing with nobody.
That's true.
Don't do that to people. Respect other people's religion. You wouldn't want nobody to be like, ugh, you Christian.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the Christian church is losing so many great people, because of the judgment and the stigma. And people making people feel bad.
Yep.
It bothers me. I go to my family's church down south, that church dying out because of the elders who not wanting to grow and realize that things are changing and people mm-hmm. are not the same anymore.
Wow. But I mean, that's something that people have been expressing. That's something that has been a huge wave again for like the last 10 years, for real, especially within like the millennials and the Gen Zs and stuff like that. Like, people are breaking away from the organized religions that they were probably born into and adopting spirituality. And again, that spirituality could range from all different types of things, you know, but it like I say, like, it's always interesting for the people that may be a little bit more impressionable and how others use that spirituality or their limited enlightenment to influence and manipulate those who are less independent and who can like really think for themselves and stuff. Like, that's what I see a lot, you know.
Find your own way to God.
Mm-hmm.
Find your own journey.
Yeah.
If Jesus is the way and the truth and the light for you, God bless you. Mm-hmm. If Muhammad is the truth and the way, I'm surprised how many people are actually like becoming Muslim.
Mm.
It's surprising. The number of people leaving Christianity, and it has to do with a lot of the judgment. It's not all the time. The people are not behaving as if the way Jesus and God will want them to behave. I'm not blaming everybody. I'm not saying all churches are bad, all people are bad, all this. I'm not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, if this is going to be your walk and you're going to be that way, then you have to then in turn internalize. You don't have to always be right, you know, but you do have to be honest about your walk.
Yeah.
And you do have to be honest about, you have to behave in such. Because they expect everybody to behave as such, but they don't behave that way themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I've heard too many stories about people in the church, and it's heartbreaking.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very much unfortunate, you know.
Because it's a good place. Like, I was raised, like I say, in the church. It could be a good place.
Yeah, it's a sanctuary. Yeah.
It's just, you know, sometimes it's really sad.
Yeah. And I mean, like I said, like those, that's just been the wave, you know, and it is what it is. But like I say, like, I always just, similar to like what you say, like, you know, find your own path, you know, don't be so easily influenced by people, and especially with the people that use their level of intellect or their level of knowledge on something to lure you in, trap you, twist your mind up, and now you wandering down the street like, what the fuck's going on? It's like, wait, how did I get here?
Yeah.
You just don't know.
You gotta find your own way, and it's okay, and it may take time, but you know, the only way to find out which way you're supposed to go is to ask.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure you ask to bring the right positive people to lead you on the right positive path.
Yeah, because I mean, shit, that's what I did. Like, I just felt, you know, that do I have certain aspects of Christian influence within my practice? Yes, I do, because that's something I'm used to. I may say, you know, God or whatever, or prayer and everything, or, you know, some people may say manifestation, you know, that's a big thing. But it's manifestation is prayer,
mm-hmm.
you know? So that's why I always want some people who are quick to demonize the people who do say like, oh, I'm manifesting or whatever. I'm praying to the universe.
Let me say this. Manifestation is a process.
Mm-hmm.
It includes the prayer and the belief and the understanding that, anything
mm-hmm.
is possible. So it's that coming together of all three and just sitting back and letting the universe.
Yeah. Trust the process.
Work it.
Yeah. You know, so that's why I say like, that's something that I found myself getting into. I was always like big into nature. And as a kid growing up, again, seeing like my family do certain things, you know, especially the elders doing certain things, but not calling it what it really is. And I don't think that they knew what it really was, but hey, you know, and that's how I end up learning about more deeper into like African spiritualities and like the different subsects of those, you know. And then of course, by the time I had met you, it was like, I was already there, but that just like, you opened me up to a lot of new stuff or whatever that I was already learning about, but I learned more, you know, I had a better understanding of things and stuff. So, because I was just like,
to like,
yeah,
not judgmental, but be open to just learning. Like, most people aren't even learned. They just, especially like some Christians, they just shut you down, and mm-hmm. you have to be open to things. Like, most people don't realize African spiritual science, some African religions or traditional religions, root people, all of that, they deal in nature. And the one thing that is of God, and this earth was created, was by God, and it is nature. Nothing in nature really adjusts or changes. It is what it's supposed to be. It is one of the most pure aspects of God that is. And until humans started messing in stuff, it was the way it was supposed to be. And no matter how much we try to mess with it, it falls back to the way it was supposed to be. And what was so fascinating, and if you want to see God work, watch nature. It's fascinating. What was so interesting was during the pandemic, I don't know if people saw this in the news, but in Italy, Venice, where they usually have the boats and everything, when people weren't allowed to go out and mess around with stuff and bother stuff and they weren't able to go in the water, fish started coming back in that water. They were surprised they were actually seeing the fish come in and actually like thrive. And you were actually seeing like the wildlife when we humans were locked up. Right. When we humans were locked up, you started to see certain aspects of nature thrive. There's so many things in nature we don't understand, we don't know, we don't see, and we don't have access to. And sometimes that's the beauty of it all.
But you know, as humans, we want to know everything. And I'm also that type of person, because like I say, like as a kid, I have just always been drawn to nature and the beauty of it. And within like my teenage years, that's when it's funny because I was telling my friend, when I was about 16 is when I got my first deck of tarot cards.
That's cool.
Yeah. So that's why I say like I was already starting to break off into like my own thing. And then also just wanting to know, like once I was approaching my 20s, at least I was wanting to know from my lens and from my vocabulary at that time, I was just wanting to know, what did my ancestors, you know, what did they believe in? What did they practice before they were brought over to America? And that's how I started to find out about different African spiritual practices and stuff. And then, like I say, by that point, you know, I end up meeting you at 23. So that's why I say, like, I was already going down that lane, and then I'm like, oh shit, she know what the fuck she talking about. Like, she talking about the stuff that I was already looking into. And I said, oh, okay, like, all right. So, but yeah, that's why I say, like, it's just been very interesting within the journey and seeing other people, especially Black people, finding out new things. And you know, you got people like you know, Beyonce, she released like Black is King and stuff. And she was talking about like channeling of like certain orishas and things. And again, African spiritual practices. And that also helped Black people learn new things and see like, oh, what's this name? Let me Google about this person or this deity or whatever the case is. And
yeah, I got to spill tea about Oshun. Oshun is not a sex god. She's deeper than that.
Wake it up.
I'm like, oh, let me not. There's much to Oshun that is absolutely amazing and fantastic, but she is not the goddess of sex. Oh, like she is not the I'm gonna get your woman, you'll get your man type. She is not. That is not. She is not. They push her out there to be this erotic sex goddess. That is not who Oshun is. Please do your research on Oshun. Make sure you look at the right information on Oshun. I'm sorry, I had to put that out there. Oshun is deeper. She is much, much, much more than that.
I feel like just to pivot real quick, I feel like people who are used to like ancient Greek mythology and stuff and like their pantheon of gods, I feel like most people, especially like Black people, would kind of relate Oshun to being like the Aphrodite of the African spirituality. And again, it's wrong, but yeah, I don't think that I've seen people like relate her to being sexual, but but more so like the beauty and love and things like that or whatever.
I see them put her in a sensual aspect, in an erotic aspect, a sexual aspect. They use her in an aspect of love that I respectfully don't feel that was intended, what she was intended to be utilized as.
Yeah.
Oshun is so much more. She's so, God, there's so much about Oshun that I could go into, but I'm not. But I would prefer for people to do their own research about Oshun. She's a great mother. God, she's a homemaker. She has to do with courtesy and respect. She is a gracious host, right? Most people don't even know about that aspect of her. She has to do with balance between the yin and the yang, the male and the female.
She's divine femininity.
There she is. And that is not, that has nothing to do with sex. That has nothing to do with sex.
Well, you know, in the system that we are under the thumb, they gonna lump women as sexual objects and women figures as sexual objects, unfortunately.
That has nothing to do with sex. Oshun is amazing. Oshun has to do with beauty, natural nature beauty, the actual overall all-encompassing beauty of a woman. That's internal, external, mind, soul. All that makes a woman beautiful. Not just the physical. Oshun was very intelligent. She was an intelligent spirit. She is an intelligent person. I'm saying, but she is an intelligent spirit. The way she's able to move, the way she still moves, and people don't even understand how she moves. So there are things, seeing yourself for your own personal internal beauty has nothing to do with sex.
That's true.
She has to do with your character, how you engage with people, that whole hostessing thing. What it means to be in your divine femininity. Most people don't even understand that.
But there's girls that I've seen, just like I've seen the guys on the other spectrum, there's girls that I have seen who have learned a little bit about, again, Oshun or some of the other Orishas. But most specifically, she's, you know, she's the it girl to like the people that don't really know, right? So I've seen a few girls, you know, again, with the head wraps and, you know, and the whole thing, because the spiritual girls, they be trying to, you know, be like looking like Erykah Badu. We look, we've seen it, and no shade because I love Erykah, but the spiritual girls are, they be trying to come off and channel this Erykah Badu energy. And they then say, like, I've seen online.
And the way where, the beads.
The way, oh, yes. I've seen that. I know the significance of that because of you. But, yeah, the girls with their waist beads and things. And they're saying, like, oh, I'm channeling, like, Oshun energy and all of that stuff.
Channeling. Do you know what you're
eating? Most times they can't even tell. That's what I'm saying. So that's why I say, a spiritual fuckboy isn't about a man. It's about a people who use their limited knowledge or their actual knowledge to draw in people or to make themselves look more attractive and to stand out from your average person. So that's why I say, like, I see people within this last decade, girls using, since you brought up Oshun, like, I've seen the girls using that.
She's very respect. Like, she's a Oshun is bomb. People don't even understand. There's so many assets and aspects to Oshun. She's amazing.
Yeah.
Most people don't know she has to do with the river. She has to do with cleansing. She has to do with purity. She actually grants people good blessings.
So them soul ties that you had mentioned earlier, I remember you told me you got to usually take that over to Oshun, to the water, to release those soul ties.
That's one way.
That's, yeah.
Look,
Yeah, you got the knowledge. No, that's right. Yeah, so that's why I say, like, you see men and women utilizing their limited knowledge within like this last decade to do that. And that I'm always just like cringing because I'm just like, what? Like, so you see the dudes, you know, they talking, they bringing up the male Orishas. You got them saying, you know, and oh yeah, I got this. And like I said, the guy that I was talking about who asked if my mom was a witch, he always saying something. But for him, he's a little different because at least he's doing the work to understand this, and this, and to find his home within African spirituality. But with the other people,
I just want to throw this out there for people. So people, I want people to understand, like, I'm not encouraging people to leave Christianity or whatever their tradition is, but I'm saying be open to the fact that people practice other things and practice other aspects. Now, some stuff don't go together, but some stuff do. And you have to respect other people's religious beliefs to see if you actually want to be with somebody, if that works with them. But if you do the research, there was an article in Essence magazine, God, 12, 13 years ago, where they talked about the mass exodus of people leaving the church. They keep talking about it, leaving the black church. And then there was The Story of God with Morgan Freeman that came on. It's a documentary series, and it was actually, I think, with National Geographic, you can find it. And it talks about he goes and he actually sits down with like priests or like people from all different religions and aspects. He sat down with, oh God, like the Jews with Jewish people. He sat down people with people from certain Indian traditions. He sat down with people. He traveled all over the world and sat down with people to speak to them about their religious beliefs, right? Instead of so people can be more receptive or knowledgeable about other things. He sat down with somebody from African spiritual science. He sat down with somebody from, I think, a voodoo priest. He sat down, he went to Haiti and spoke to a voodoo priest.
Well, I need to see this. I don't know how I missed that. I remember hearing about
It
it.
came out in 2016. Like, I don't know if you remember. It was like, it's so many chapters. Oh my God, it was like
Yeah, I remember hearing about
crazy.
it,
Yeah, it was National Geographic.
but
And it's called The Story of God. And it talks about people's religions and their traditions. And they talk about how far they sit down with like they went to Italy and went to the Vatican. They talked to Christian ministers and they talked about the religion. Yes, yeah, like how many series? God, it's like this is six, but it's I think it's more than that. So like this was like season one. So this was season one, but like it's like many different seasons and it's amazing.
Yeah, I remember hearing about it, but yeah, 2016 was a crazy year, so I was just all over the place.
Who wasn't? I didn't catch on to it until like about maybe 2020
Yeah,
something.
shit, I might turn it on tonight.
It's many, it's, but it I remember it went to a lot of faiths and religions. It was fascinating.
Yeah, everybody just has to open their mind and see what works for them. And like I say, for the people who do practice religion, organized religion or spirituality, or for the folks that don't, you know, there's also respect in that too. You know, for people that are atheists, you know, just because you atheists don't mean that you're a bad person either.
Absolutely.
That doesn't mean that you don't have good character as a person, as a human.
Absolutely.
You know, so there's that too. But yeah, I just, like I say, I definitely would tell people, protect yourself, have your own mind. Again, judge people by their character.
Observe.
Observe, yes. Ooh, yeah.
Just watch people sit back and cut, chill out, watch them.
And also, you know, just be warned, you know, you may run into a spiritual fuckboy if you do attend your neighborhood botanica, your neighborhood yoga studio, a park, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's. They'd be a Trader Joe's too. Oh, a farmer's market. Yeah. They may be picking fresh strawberries and peppers and things. And like, you know, laundromats. See a lot of laundromats.
You see them everywhere.
The gym. At the beach. They really be at the beach though.
At the beach.
Oh. They be hiking a lot too.
Oh, in a park.
Yeah, they got a park with a book at the park and a blanket. You may be approached.
Beware.
Beware. And don't be telling nobody, yo, look. And also, because my friend Debonair, I call her the Oracle. She gets into astrology and she's been on the show before. But if somebody start asking you, you know, like your birth year and the location and things like that, just be like, you know what? I'll tell you that later on. You know, somebody asks you what's your Black Moon and Lilith, run, because they're trying to find out about you when it comes to like the astrological side of things. But I say that to say this, practice what you practice, respect others, have your own mind. You see red flags, take note because you observe, right? Sometimes you may have to run. Sometimes you may have to run for cover, but yeah. What else you got for us?
Put on your track shoes, sit back and observe.
I know that's right, but yes. Y'all, this has been fun. I'm glad that we got to get into it because, like I say, this has been something that's been on my mind for a while.
You told me you wanted me to come and it's like, okay, cool. We're going to do this.
Yeah, this has been on my mind for a while. So I was like, yeah, you'd be the perfect person to get into it with. But yes, y'all, thank you for tuning in to New Radio.
Thank you for having me, my Kenny.
Thank you for coming on. I hope that people learn some new things and do their own homework and research.
That's very important.
Yes, thank you for stressing that because it's very important and necessary.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Your own way. Be all right. You'll be good.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and don't end up in no cults. But no, thank you guys. And I'll chat with y'all next week. Remember to stream and like New Radio, streaming on all platforms where you can hear a podcast. Follow us on New Radio 101 at Twitter and on Instagram. And then, of course, slide in my DMs respectfully on Instagram at New Radio /Kenny Heflin. Yeah. Bye, y'all.
Bye.